welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And thank you guys for joining us today because we're talking about Barbados and art in Barbados. Yeah, they have the beaches and they have all that, but they have some amazing artists in Barbados. And Olivia and I have been chatting back and forth about some of the artists that I had a chance to meet when I was there a couple of weeks ago.
It's really inspiring. Not just I want to go visit Barbados, but I want to learn these artists' stories.
And it tells you a lot about the island and about the history, the culture, because you can learn a lot through art. It really is all about culture.
It's about culture. It's about identity. So you learn about an artist's personal history, but also Barbados as a whole.
And you also learn about those things that inspire artists, because I had a chance to also talk with an artist named Charisse Harris. And the story behind her work is all about putting a message in your art and not just, you know, oh, I want to paint this or I want to draw this. But really, it has a meaning. It has a message in it. And a lot of her artwork has a lot to do with online bullying. She does things around children's books and fairy tales. And she has a lot of other projects that she's working on, too. But they're all done with a purpose. And she's quite talented.
Wow, those are some really important topics. So let's hear what Charisse has to say.
Charisse, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to talk with me about your art at Fresh Milk.
Thank you for having me here.
Well, thank you, too, for just, you know, for all that you do, because your painting, I have to tell you, is one of the first ones that I saw and I walked in. So this one is called The Little Girl Cannot Fly. So tell me what the meaning is behind this picture.
Well, this one started off inspired by a story idea that I had about a little girl that wanted to fly. Mm-hmm. And basically, everyone told her no, and she had a lot of negativity. And it was about how she overcame it as well. So this particular piece is acrylic ink on watercolor paper, and it shows the little girl in the center trying to block with her hands the negativity coming from around her. And I decided to show that negativity using hyenas, because I was also thinking a lot about bullying, which has been such a topic, especially today, that people tend to debate and discuss. And I was thinking about how bullies tend to travel in packs. And they tend to have the leader of the pack, and everyone else kind of is there to laugh at what the leader of the pack says. Mm-hmm. So that's what...
But that leader can't do it without that pack there.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's kind of what I wanted to illustrate. And that's kind of the story that I wanted to tell here. I wanted people to kind of look at image and hear the hyenas laughing. Mm-hmm. And see the kind of pain that they were causing as well. Mm-hmm. But also the message of her hands blocking it out as mm-hmm. best as she could. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an important image to have also.
So what does the hands blocking it out mean, as opposed to maybe if you had her crying with her hands down?
I think it kind of shows a different message. It shows that she is fighting as well, mm-hmm. Against the negativity. Mm-hmm. And I think people, what I like about the piece is people have come to me with different interpretations. And I think... for me personally, it kind of also, I guess, sparks a desire for me to help as well, in any way that I could in a situation like this.
Well, certainly you're helping through your art, because this piece is very striking, and I think you can get the message. I didn't initially pick up with the pack of with the hyenas and sort of what that means and how that does relate to bullying. And as you mentioned, there's always that one leader,
yeah.
But then everyone else is there, because the leader wouldn't do it without that group or the pack there, kind of edging them on, that kind of thing. So absolutely. So do you have other pieces that have sort of a social message like this? Is this what a lot of your art is entailing?
Yeah, I think for myself, I'm an illustrator, and so I like to tell stories. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, it's important that the stories have a meaning, a deep meaning. It's a way for me to kind of get across the things that I believe in and kind of, I guess, in a way, combat the messages that are out there now, especially with social media and the kind of hate that goes around, and it's so much more easy to spread now with the internet and social media. It's important for me to kind of get across the kind of positive messages through my work as best that I can.
You know, you bring up a really good point that it's so much easier to do this kind of bullying and things with social media, because now that PAC can be like all around the world. Through social media, just kind of chiming in on one or two statements that, you know, no one sees them, so they can just kind of chime in, so that that pack has gotten even larger.
And when I did this piece, I was doing my master's in illustration, and one of the things I was looking at was children's books and how you can tell deep and meaningful stories through fairy tale. And I think that's something that has always impacted my work as well. So some of the research I was doing at the time was cyberbullying and the kind of impact that has on young people today, and what that can lead to in terms of their how they are mentally, like how strong they are lead to how weak they are, based on that. So it's a way for me to kind of fight against all that negative energy.
Well, I think that's a great idea to do a children's book, and I think you've actually done that.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your book.
This is a book that was handmade by me, and written by me. It was part of the course I was doing at the time. It's called A Lesson in How to Grow Your Mind, and it is kind of a, I guess, part of the fantasy that I'm inspired by, where we talk about how to grow your mind through a kind of metaphorical way, talking about plants, and kind of comparing the how to grow your brain to how to grow a plant in terms of it needs water and it needs light. You know, it's, a plant isn't going to grow well if it is growing well covered, well in the shade, well, you know, not being exposed to the right elements that it needs in order to grow strong. So I kind of tied that into growing your brain and raising children, strong children, and the things that you need to put in place in order for that to happen. So it's kind of a play on the two ideas.
I like that idea because you're absolutely right. I mean, and those elements need to all be in place, or most of them be in place for that growth to take place. So now you said that you actually made the book yourself?
Yes, a part of the program that I was doing actually had a component where, and this is at Falmouth University in the UK, it had a component where they did workshops on bookbinding. So we learned how to put together the book, not just in terms of writing and illustrating, but the physical book itself as well. So I thought that was a lesson that I think is going to carry with me throughout my work.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you certainly have an appreciation of what it takes to put a book together now, having done it yourself.
Yes, definitely.
And all of the illustrations, of course, are by you, which are just amazing, just to see your talent here.
Thank you.
Very, very, very good.